Lieutenant Colonel Russ Mullins on the Regional Manager, Defence Reserve Support, Riverina Murray.
Now, the last day and a half, we've had a handful of VIPs out here, including footballers, a very noted doctor in Australia. We've also had some leading business people. How do you think they went, Russ?
I thought they went really good. The spirit of the group was fantastic. Considering they've come from all over the place, Darwin, Melbourne, Wagga, Sydney, they all just blended together, they put on their green uniforms and they just became recruits for 2 days. It was fabulous.
Now, just remind us, what was the aim of getting these special people here for the inaugural VIP Day? Because this is the first time we've done this.
Yep. Well, the main purpose was just to try and raise the awareness of the reservists and the reserves in general, to try and make employers especially, you know, think twice about, would I employ a reservist or not? And by these people who are quite important in the community coming here, seeing the quality of training, then that we hope they'll go away and go, yeah, I'd take on a reservist. They're pretty smart kids.
So is this something that's got to be beneficial for defence generally, that if you've got high-profile people being ambassadors, if you like, they're not members of the Defence Force, but they're like ambassadors?
Yeah, we're hoping they'll become champions or ambassadors of defence, because at the end of the day, the regular Army and Navy and Air Force need to be supplemented by the reserves, because we are serving in all the theatres all over the country. We're the only force in the Solomons. We're 50% of the force in East Timor. And if employers and the community can't release reservists to go and do their reserve service, then we're in trouble. So it's very important to get out there and create those ambassadors who support the Defence Force.
Now, that was the goal. Do you think you reached it?
I think we did. You know, you can't measure these things by getting them to tick a form or whatever, but I think at the end of the day, each one of these people came away with a lot more respect for the Defence Force and young people of Australia. You know, they saw these young people in a completely different light.
I must admit, talking to some of the guests yesterday, after they'd spoken with a couple of platoons up in the live firing range, and they were talking to these young people, and they really came away stunned by the manners, the respect, the self-esteem, and just how good quality these young people were, and that's only after a matter of weeks.
Yeah, it's amazing. And they were reservists. They weren't the ones that have been here for 13 weeks. They'd only been here for 2.5 weeks, and already they'd picked up some of the traditions and the ideals that we expect from any military member. And they passed that on to the people they talked to. They were very polite, very humble. They were great.
So you're looking forward to the next VIP challenge?
Yes, I am. We know how to do it properly now. We'll be better next time.